The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Genesis 1:22. I never time it right for him. David Lee Roth. I never time it right for the scream. Let's see if I can do it again. Genesis 1:26. All right, that's better. All right, Genesis 1:26. The Bible says, "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" Dr. D. James Kennedy called this the first Great Commission. I think it's true. The Bible says that we should take dominion, take over, that we should have sovereignty over the planet. God gave us that as his created order, the created beings. We want to talk about that today. We want to talk about what's happening in America. I digress. Starting this summer, we're going to have 10 interns for 2 months, and I want to let you know this so you can participate in some of the events that we're going to be having around the city here in Columbus, because we're going to have a huge impact. You're going to see us one way or another out doing the kinds of things that we do to compel people to think about a nation that kills its children. And what we should be doing about that, and I'm going to encourage you, please join us. 10 interns for 2 months around the city doing several projects. The first is what we call Operation Overpass. You've probably seen us on 71. 71 and 161. There's a walk bridge. We set up signs. We capture the eyeballs, the look of about 19,000 people within about 2 hours every morning we're out. We also go downtown and do outreach at Broad and High for all those who are in the downtown area and taking the bus and so forth. We're going to be doing that during the summer. We also visit one of the abortion facilities to counsel women. And Lord willing, we'll actually persuade a few women and men to choose life for their babies. We do that once a week on Fridays at Founders Abortion Mill on East Broad Street. And we've been fortunate lately to have a couple of women change their minds on abortion. Just in the last 3 weeks, we've had one child saved per week. Hallelujah. And then our Justice Ride takes place on July 11 through 18, where young people from around the country will join us as we hop on a charter bus and head off to Washington, D.C. for a week-long training and outreach event. And if you have a young person, high school or college, that wants to be part of this, it's not too late to join us on the Justice Ride, and you just get a hold of us at createdequal.net. So as I started out, I talked about the first Great Commission. Many people don't realize that there is actually one before what we call the Great Commission, and that we should have dominion, and we should have rule over everything that moves upon the earth. But the second Great Commission is what we're all familiar with, where Jesus said in Matthew 28, that all authority that has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And then he said, "Go therefore and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I commanded you." And see, this is where we have fallen down. As I've mentioned many a time on this program, we would not have child killing. We would not have rampant homosexuality and now probably abortion or homosexual marriage. We would not have the new civil rights movement of transgenderism on the horizon if it weren't for the fact that the church has failed to disciple this nation. In primary, the responsibility falls upon the shepherds, the pastors, for not leading them into battle. And I suggest if you're a pastor and you're not leading them into battle, your church into battle, and I mean, and don't get me wrong here, it's all good to pray. It's good to have meetings and teachings and Bible studies and all the stuff that we do in church. But if you're not leading them out onto the streets to reach your community for Christ with one-on-one evangelism, one-on-one discipling, on-the-job training, and standing against the unrighteousness of child killing, then I don't think you're fulfilling the Great Commission. You're just not. Because it says, teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you. Well, what is the all? The all is the all. What part of all don't we get? The all is the encompassing Word of God. And that includes the Old Testament, which includes the Ten Commandments, which includes the sixth commandment, thou shall not shed innocent blood. If you're not doing anything to stop the killing, then you're not fulfilling the Great Commission, and you are in disobedience to God. Period. Discipling people includes teaching them the law of God, teaching them that there is sin, that there's a hell and there's judgment, and taking it seriously. Jesus said that no letter or stroke shall pass away from the law until it's all accomplished. And his trumpet call is clear. Matthew 16, verse 3 says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I ask you, is the church in America crashing in the gates of hell? Or are the gates of hell crashing in the church? The walls of the church. See, it says, I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church is supposed to be on the offense, crashing in the gates of hell. The gates of hell are defensive measures. Things are put up to protect hell from the onslaught, the ever-advancing church of Jesus Christ, not the other way around. We should not be on the defensive. We shouldn't be living in our stained glass bunkers, waiting for the rapture, when the world around us is on fire and dismantling before us, that civil society, Christian society, and civilization is falling apart before our eyes, and we're doing nothing to stop it. Jesus said, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I'm not a Reconstructionist. I'm not about that. But it's clear that the kingdom of God should be coming to earth. We should be bringing it when we go out onto the streets. The church is called to victory, not defeat. I don't know what kind of end times theology you have, and it doesn't really matter. But if you're sitting waiting for the rapture, or you're reading articles about how ISIS is the fulfillment of end times prophecy, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. We've got things to do. Nobody knows the time or the hour. Sure, it's fun to read about, and it's good to have in-house debates and collegial and academic discussions about whether we live in these days or not. But I tell you what, as the world's falling apart, we're talking about things that don't matter, generally. See, true discipleship is teaching those other, the upcoming generation. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 says this, and the things that you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust them to reliable men who will also be able to teach others. See, it's the obligation of the man of God, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, the shepherd, to transfer the faith to future generations. Well, pastors, you failed. Look at our nation. Our kids are walking from the faith in large numbers, unprecedented. The millennials, those who between the ages of 18 and 30, are more pro-abortion, more pro-homosexual, and support this whole transgender gauntlet than any other age group in history. We have failed to disciple future generations, but it's not too late. Because the Bible says we can. And the Bible says that we will. and that the gates of hell will not prevail against it, the church. What we need to do is go into the marketplace of ideas. And you know where that is in your own community. That could be Main Street. That could be Broad Street. That could be the college or high school. That could be any one of the places where people gather, and this is where you take the message of God. This is what we need to do. That's the standard to reform America, to bring us back to sanity and back to God's word. We need to go into the highways and the byways, and folks, that's what we do at Created Equal. We don't just stand against child killing, although that's important, but it's a symptom of the overall problem that a country that has abandoned God no longer believes in the fact that we are created in the image of God or created equal. It's a symptom of the larger problem, but we use it and as an opportunity, as a springboard, to talk about the things of the Lord and spirituality generally, and, of course, the fact that we want to stop the shedding of blood. It's urgent that we stop baby killing. Because a nation that kills its children has no future. Pastors, if you believe that you have a role to stop this carnage, then join us. Join us. Now, I'm going to play a clip here real quick before the break. What I want to do here is give you a little background. This is from an individual that had a great deal to do with the fact that I am doing what I'm doing today in the pro-life movement. His name is Randall Terry, Operation Rescue founder. This is 25 years ago. And what he says is prophetic about where we were then and where we are now. And he answers the question, why are we in the state we're in? And here's Randall.
Why did the church not meet that task?
Honestly, Ty, and I don't mean any ill will towards anyone when I say this, but I believe it was an issue of fear, cowardice, mediocrity in much of the Christian leadership in the country. I was reading the other day when Samuel rebuked Saul and said, the kingdom has been taken away from you and David was going to be made king. And Saul said, yes, I disobeyed the voice of the Lord and your words also. He said, because I feared the people and listened to their voice. And I think that a lot of the leadership in America is like King Saul, where we fear the people. What are they going to think if I do this? Oh, it seems so radical. I better not do that. Or what will my congregation think? Or what will the board? Or my, and God says, no, no, no. He wants us to listen to him and to not fear man. The fear of man brings a snare.
If you are one of those men that fear God and not the people, then I want you to get a hold of me. Because what? We don't fear people. And you shouldn't either. If you're a pastor out there that fears God more than men, then you need to contact us and connect us with your young people to get them out on the streets witnessing for Christ and the babies. You can reach us at createdequal.net. Go to the website, fill out the contact information, and we will get back to you. We'd love to come to your church and exhort you to do the right thing and stand against this onslaught of evil confronting America. We'll be right back with Dave Dobemeyer, my good friend, Coach Dave. Stick around.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
I just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 12, there's only one lawgiver and only one judge. And by the way, he doesn't sit on the United States Supreme Court, folks. He sits in heaven, the right hand of God. And we're all going to have to stand behind before him at some point down the road. We all end up there. And we've been talking about that here on the program. And that is what has happened to the Church of God. And I exhorted the pastors, the leaders, the shepherds, don't cower in fear of the people like Saul did. And folks, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you don't fear the people, you fear God, then I want you to get a hold of us this summer. Operation Overpass once a week. Downtown Outreach once a week. And then we'll go to the abortion facilities on Saturday and try to save and rescue those being led away to slaughter. So we got a lot going on this summer. Join us. Go to createdequal.net. Shoot me an email. Let us know you're on board. My guest by phone is Coach Dave Dobemeyer. Coach, how you doing?
Well, Mark, I just elbowed my wife because I want to be on your team. I want to go do those overpass things. I want to do the neighborhoods. You count us in. We're with you.
I appreciate that, buddy. But so I wanted to bring you on here. You got a lot going on. You're heading up to the Upper Peninsula right now, Michigan, with the Salt and Light Brigade. Give us an update.
Oh, yeah, Mark, God bless you. Thanks for having us on. As you know, we appreciate what you do, brother. You're just Created Equal is just a model of getting the job done. Mark, I'm telling you, man, those big TV screens, you guys are on to it. Hey, listen.
I appreciate that.
I'm tired of losing, brother. I'm tired of losing. And, I've been doing this gig here for about 15 years, as you have, and I know this, that we only lose because we don't show up. Every time we show up, we win. Now, it may not look like a win in the media, but it's a win, brother. You know that.
Yep.
And I remember what happened in what really spurred me on was what happened in Indianapolis when the Governor Pence, they passed the Religious Restoration Act, and everybody was happy and home patting themselves on the back when the homo mafia went wild and crazy and took them about 4 days for Governor Pence and his guys to buckle and rewrite the entire law with special rights for the homosexuals. I get sick and tired of it. I said, we lose because we don't know how to pray. So what I've tried to do, Mark, is put together what's called the Salt and Light Brigade. We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and we felt that we needed to get a team organized to get them on the field. Now, a lot of people don't like what I do, Mark. A lot of people don't like what you do, and I understand the effectiveness of what we do and the effectiveness of what you do.
They should like us, though, Coach. They should.
They should, brother. But
they should.
We have to get by the naysayers and help them understand how to get some victory. So the Salt and Light Brigade, in a real brief segment, Mark, is this. Just like when George Bush, first one, went into the Gulf War and bombed them. Shock and awe, they called that, brother. 32 days of bombing before that we ever put the first guy down on the ground, troops on the ground, boots on the ground.
Right.
I said, God's got a Air Force. It's called a prayer force. Let's do that same thing. Let's organize a group of prayer warriors who are going to strategically target certain topics. We'll push everybody pointing as far the same direction. We'll get the prayer force working. And then we'll throw the infantry in, Mark. And the infantry are going to be those who are going to get on the phone. They're going to call elected officials. They're going to call churches. They're going to call pastors. They're going to call congressmen. They're going to call whoever they can. After the prayer force is bombed, the infantry moves in, begins to put the pressure on, and then the spiritual weapons and tactics, the SWAT team, hits the beach. And what do, brother? They storm the gate. Jesus said he's going to build himself a church.
That's right.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And we've had miraculous success with it. Literally thousands of people, old ladies, 79, 80, 83 years old, we hear from, who are part of the prayer force. Said, oh, Coach, for the first time ever, I feel like I'm making a difference. And so that's what we're trying to do, brother. We've got a Salt and Light Brigade, and now we got our eyes focused on the Supreme Court on June 14th.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. In the first segment, Dave, just so you know, I played a clip from my good old friend Randall Terry. who, you know, was before his time, and you know that, brother.
He was.
He was calling us out, and he was, the trumpet blast was sound. It was distinct. The people heard the voice. They heard the distinct sound. They came to battle. 40,000 arrests with Operation Rescue, the largest civil disobedience movement in American history, probably one of the largest movements of God, if you will. And I played that clip, and Randall Terry assessed the church, and he was asked why it failed. And he said it was because of fear and cowardice of the pastors and the leaders in the churches and so forth. And nothing's changed, brother. What's good? Fill us in on what's happening in Washington.
Well, let me tell you this. This is even worse, Mark. We've lost. I'm talking about the same people that you just mentioned and Randall Terry just mentioned. We've lost faith in the Word of God. We've lost faith in the power of God. We have a fatalistic attitude now. Well, it's just going to get worse. There isn't anything we can do, so therefore we don't stand in fight.
Yeah, worse is better.
Worse is better.
if you believe in the rapture, worse is better.
Worse is better. I don't believe it is.
I don't either.
Scripture says, occupy till I return, and I'm going to keep fighting until he does.
Amen.
Return, Mark. June 14th, noon till 3. We're going to as many people as can. We've called them from all over the country, as many people as possible, to get the Supreme Court for a solemn assembly, a time of prayer and repentance. Mark, this isn't a political rally.
Right.
We're not having any speakers. We're not having any elected officials. We're not having any big-name pastors there. We're asking people to come and fall on their face and cry out, if my people, conditional promise, call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their own wicked ways. Then, so there's a condition, you do this, then I'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. We believe that scripture is still in action today. Now, but we also know, Mark, that not everybody can go. And we're asking people to organize in their local churches, in their prayer groups, and in their homes from noon until 3 on June 14th, prayer vigils. Pray. Fall on your face and repent. Let's give God an offering of repentance of which he might be able to honor. I happen to believe, Mark, the scripture says, Proverbs 21:1, that the heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
He turns it whichever he will. And I believe that we can still pound heaven and ask the Lord to move the heart of Justice Kennedy in particular to protect traditional marriage.
So we got this going on. June 14th, folks, I want you to write this down. June 14th, Washington, D.C., Supreme Court steps, or on the sidewalk there from noon to 3. If you can come and join Coach Dave, you'll be leaving from Columbus, I assume. They just go to your website and check it out. Noon to 3, June 14th. The decision on homosexual marriage is pending. This is an important, crucial time for our nation. We are on a precipice. We are on a precipice of a point in time where we've got to make a difference, Coach.
Only God can save us at this point, Mark.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we all say that, don't we?
Yep.
I really believe that. And I don't believe that the fat lady has sung yet. I do not believe until the Supreme Court rules, I will not believe that ruling is going to come down. Remember how John Roberts changed his mind in the last 48 hours? The heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. Let's appeal to heaven, not to our elected officials, not to John Boehner, not to Ted Cruz. Let's appeal to heaven, fall on our face, and ask God to forgive us and heal our land and give us a reprieve.
So, Coach, will you have a caravan leaving from Columbus?
Yes, we will. We certainly will. And, Mark, as I said, for people who can't go, people talk about praying all the time. Well, get off your butt and do it. Organize a prayer vigil in your local church, in your home church, whatever. Let's have thousands and millions of people appealing to heaven for a reprieve.
That's June 14th, noon to 3, a solemn assembly at the Supreme Court, and here locally, wherever you are, take the time to pray, to fall on your face before God. And we all need to do this and repent of our sins. See, it's about us, Lord. It's about us, Dave, isn't it? It's not about them. It's not about them.
And not only that, he said that he would build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. It will always, the gates of hell will always be republicanism. It would be conservatism every time, Mark, but it will never be the church that Jesus is going to build. And we need to show up and cry out in numbers to get the attention of heaven.
What's the website? Coach, what's the website? Got to go.
Saltandlightbrigade.org. saltandlightbrigade.org.
Folks, yeah, God bless you. Coach Dave Dobemeyer on the way up to the Upper Peninsula, I'm sure, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and be salt and light to Michigan and Upper Michigan. Thanks for listening to us. Saltandlightbrigade.com, June 14, noon to 3 at the Supreme Court of the United States or in your own room. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.